23-year-old Daniela Mora has run her campaign on a very tight budget. But what she lacks in finances, she says she made up for with persistence by reaching out to young voters in her neighborhood. Daniela is one of 40,000 Colombians aged 14 to 28 running for office in new municipal youth councils across the country, counting on word of mouth and social networks to get the word out.
The youth are tired of the lack of opportunities, of the pressure of the police, of being called lazy. Our generation has opened its eyes and has understood that we must be agents of change and that we can't wait for those in power to bring that change.
Some 12 million young Colombians are eligible to vote in elections that have been a long time coming. After being promised for years, they were formally announced by President Iván Duque after unprecedented protests by young Colombians left dozens dead earlier this year.
The majority of those involved in this social outcry are young, some 50 million people who are mostly poor and hungry. They don't imagine a future for themselves or don't see any real opportunity for them. So this vote has become a way for the government to try and contain the discontent.
The elected council members will not receive a stipend or have real decision power, but they are expected to exercise political control, oversight, and help devise new policies. Many here hope that these councils in time could become a real way for young people in the country to have a voice in Colombia's politics. But on Sunday, the voter turnout was very low. Daniela blames the government for not supporting independent candidates and doing little to advertise the vote.
Los jóvenes hemos entendido.
Many understand that this is mostly a way to silence us in the streets. It's easy to understand people's apathy, but we need to understand that if we don't take matters into our own hands, things will not change. It's uncertain if these councils will work.
It's too early to tell how much of an influence these councils will have, if any, but there's hope they will offer some answers to a generation starved for opportunities and hope. Alessandro Ampietti, Al Jazeera, Bogotá.